This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 12th, 2022. Two major ham radio events in August will host division conventions for the ARRL, the National Association of Amateur Radio. On August 20th through the 21st, the Huntsville Ham Fest will be the host of the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention at the Von Braun Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Then on August 26th through the 28th, the Northeast Ham Exposition will host the combined ARRL New England and Hudson Division Conventions at the Best Western Royal Plaza Hotel and Trade Center in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Both conventions include an exceptional amount of programming to encourage and instruct radio amateurs across a variety of interests, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. Goodgame, who used his recent experience as a school teacher to help high school students earn their ham radio licenses, will participate in both events. He will lead forums to share ways for engaging youth and offer tools and tips for approaching schools about including amateur radio in their programs and curriculum. The Huntsville Ham Fest will also include a youth lounge where young prospective hams can participate in hands-on activities and demonstrations, including kit building, fox hunting, that's finding the hidden transmitter, and opportunities to get on the air. Other forums at the conventions will cover topics geared towards inspiring attendees to get more active and involved in amateur radio. ARRL will have exhibits at both conventions where attendees can connect with membership program representatives and elected volunteers from the board of directors and field organizations. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and CEO Dave Minster, NA2AA, will attend the Huntsville Ham Fest. Minster will give the opening keynote address on Saturday at the Northeast Ham Exposition. Audrey McElroy, KM4BUN, an 18-year-old student who recently started her studies at Georgia Institute of Technology, that's known as Georgia Tech, will be presented with the 2022 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. That'll be at the Huntsville Ham Fest. In July, the ARRL Foundation awarded McElroy a $25,000 scholarship sponsored by the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. Proceeds from the Northeast Ham Exposition go to FAMARA School Scholarship Fund, which helps students attend a college or trade school of their choice. Scholarships are administered by the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program. A list of all ARRL-sanctioned HamFest and conventions is published at the www.arrl.org/HamFest website. MFJ Enterprises, an amateur radio electronics manufacturer and retailer, will celebrate 50 years in the business this October. Martin Jew, K5FUL, founded that company in 1972 after building a CW filter kit that sold for less than $10. Since 1990, the company has made 5 acquisitions, including high-gain and Cushcraft antennas. MFJ Customer Service and Public Relations Manager Richard Stubbs says the company continues to grow with the popularity of amateur radio and currently manufactures over 2,000 products. I've been with the company for 28 years and the numbers are good, said Stubbs. Amateur radio continues to grow worldwide. Quite a few of MFJ's employees have worked there for years, such as MFJ Product Representative Phyllis Randall, who will be retiring in September after 45 years with the company. She started working there as a teenager in 1977, and she is now the product representative for all MFJ dealers. Jew himself graduated from Mississippi State University with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, and he earned a master's degree in electrical engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology, also known as Georgia Tech. He served as a professor of electrical engineering at Mississippi State University from 1972 until 1979, but abandoned his doctorate in 1977 because of MFJ's growth. Currently, because of COVID-19 concerns, the company does not have any plans for a special event to celebrate the anniversary, although Stubbs says that may change in the months ahead. A couple of good stories this past week were aired by local news organizations. Fox 40 WIZZ-TV in New York recently aired a story that featured students at the Copernik Observatory and Science Center talking to astronauts aboard the International Space Station. The Binghamton Amateur Radio Association, an ARRL-affiliated club, helped set up that contact. And in the United Kingdom, in Broadstairs on the Isle of Thanet, a local newspaper ran a story about Isabella Payne, an 8-year-old who was also able to talk to astronauts aboard the International Space Station. Her dad, Matthew, an amateur radio operator, and the Hillerstone Radio Society helped made that contact possible. The Hancock Oxcom team in Chester, West Virginia is again hosting the annual Teapot Day special event station. Using the call signs W1T, K2T, W3T, W4T, W5T, W6T, W7T, W8T, W9T, W0T, and WV8HAT. That event is currently in operation through August 14th, and it celebrates the world's largest teapot. Before finding its home in Chester, which was once known as the pottery capital of the world, that giant teapot started out as a root beer stand and then became a clubhouse for a miniature golf course in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. It was moved to Chester in 1938 and served as a roadside attraction for a local pottery company. The Teapot Day Special Event Station has been held for 6 years. Operators will be eligible for a certificate by contacting one or all of the stations. The event also includes endorsements for bonus stations and a clean sweep. More information is available at the Hancock Oxcom team website, or you can use the ARRL Special Event Station's listings to find other on-air events. Here is this week's AMSAT update from Bruce Page, KK5DO. John KD2BD has released a version of 2.3.0 of Predict software. Predict is a satellite tracking and orbital prediction application for Linux, Unix, PC, laptops, Raspberry PIs, and Android devices running under the Termux environment. There is also a limited capability version that runs under a 32-bit environment. If you've not heard of Predict, it's what drives the AMSAT pass predictions online as well as used by NASA for tracking data for the VLBI radio telescope steering. It's used by ESA's Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, where it provides tracking and velocity to steer the 25-meter dish antenna at the Chilbolton Observatory. If you're interested in the software, you can download it from their website, https://www.qsl.net/kd2b/predict.html. Thanks, John, for a great open-source software. You can also find that website at the ARRL letter and on the ARRL.org website. If you're looking for a few new border grids, Ryan KI7QEX will be vacationing in British Columbia and Alberta. He will operate holiday style from DN09, DO00, DO01, DO11, DO20, DO21, and that's from August 25th through September 3rd. And just a quick reminder, if you're planning on attending the AMSAT Symposium in October, the link to the hotel room and reservations is at their website, amsat.org. This year's 10th Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp is taking place now in Croatia through August 13th, 2022. Attending from the Americans is Miley Azaro, YS1YXI from El Salvador, along with her follower Juan, who is participating as a team leader. Participants are publishing a daily blog from that camp, and you can read it at www.ham-yoda.com. Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, has awarded 2 separate grants to help educate students about amateur radio. The first is a grant for the Hampton University School of Engineering and Technology. Hampton will introduce its students to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, known as STEM, to amateur radio and engage them through activities that provide unique hands-on experience-building opportunities. Additionally, that grant will fund hour-long educational programs highlighting scholars studying STEM topics that will be aired on the university's FM radio station, WHOV. Hampton University seeks to ensure that African Americans have access to educational opportunities in engineering and technology and informs the community of significant contributions made to the profession by African Americans and all ethnic minorities. The second grant was awarded to the National Radio Astronomy Observation and RAL program, exploring electromagnetic spectrum and why ham radio matters. That grant will be used to focus on broadening the excitement of amateur radio among BIOC and LGBTQI plus students. And RAL Director Tony Beasley noted, amateur radio continues to be incredibly important to the nation and global communications, and NRAL is excited to be working with ADRC and bring a new generation and diverse communities to the field. ARDC is a California-based foundation with roots in amateur radio and technology of internet communications. Just ahead in radio sport contesting, a lot of great opportunities coming up. On August 12th, it's the QRP Fox Hunt, that is CW. August 12th through the 14th, it's the MMON VHF Dubus 144 MHz Meteor Scour Sprint Contest, that's CW Phone and Digital. Also, August 13th through the 14th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW. August 13th, the Kentucky State Parks on the Air, CW Phone and Digital. And August 13th and 14th, there's two events, Maryland DC QSO Party, CW Phone Digital, and the 50 MHz Fall Sprint, that's CW Phone and Digital as well. August 15th, the Four States QRP Group Second Sunday Sprint, CW and Phone. On August 16th, the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's Phone. August 17th, the Phone Weekly Test, also Phone there. August 17th, the VHF UHF FT8 Activity Contest, that's FT8. And on August 18th through the 19th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, that's CW. And here are some upcoming Section State and Vision Conventions to be aware of. On August 13th, it's the Tidewater Ham Fest and Swap Meet, hosting the ARRL Virginia State Convention, that's in Portsmouth, Virginia. On August 20th through the 21st, the Huntsville Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention in Huntsville, Alabama. August 25th through the 28th, the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England and Hudson Division Conventions. That's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. September 2nd through the 4th, the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. September 11th, the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention. That's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. And on September 17th through 18th, it's the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. That's an online event. ARRL is a QSO Today partner. And this week, thanks to the Millionaire Amateur Radio Club in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and to the Fannin County Amateur Radio Club in Bonham, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.